Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tight, tight, tight.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place. By the way, we will find out if the face that produces the place, if we see his face as the winner of Sports Radio Station of the Year.
When's that going down?
I don't know. I know
this evening.
I know Parker and Sarah Frazier, our program director, sorry, brand manager, and get these titles correct, and Sarah Frazier, who runs the place. I know they're there to what happened?
The award show is starting right now at this moment.
How do you have it?
Are you streaming it?
I haven't even looked for a link yet, but it says that the award show for these Marconi Awards gets going at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Holy fun bags. So that is tonight. We will see if we win that award, the Marconi for Sports Station of the Year, as we're going up against WIP in Philly. We're going up against the Sports Hub in Boston, the Zone in Nashville, and 97 Ticket in Detroit. How I have all those memorized, I don't know. But we're going against them, and we'll find out. And again, we have fun, but a lot of that has to do with you all, the listeners, you all who have supported us over the years, 30 years here. We celebrated our 30th year here at Sports Radio 610, and that would be an amazing achievement to get. All right, NBA opening night, Clint. Rockets at Thunder, Warriors at Lakers a little bit later on. Interesting in this game between the Rockets and the Thunder. It will be ring ceremony night, and the banners dropped, so the Rockets will have to sit and watch the Thunder get their rings and the banner drop and that celebration before they play in OKC tonight. But, Clint, the Rockets are running out the tallest starting lineup in NBA history on opening night. They've got Amen Thompson, who's 6'7", starting at the point, and then everybody else is 6'11". Kevin Durant is 6'11", Jabari Smith, 6'11", Alperen Şengün, 6'11", and then Steven Adams, who they have in the lineup as well. The tallest starting lineup in opening night. Clint, I am really intrigued to see how long Udoka actually plays this lineup together.
Well, look, I mean, talking to Brandon Scott, I mean, he feels like, and I believe Luke Morrow, both of those guys cover the team and follow the team pretty closely. I think both of those guys feel like the commitment level to this double big lineup, if you want to call it, is very real. To the point of where I never had the conversation, but I had it in the rundown with B. Scott of the Clint Capella sign was. You know, that was an interesting sign to me. That was, I mean, you look at that and I immediately thought, well, maybe they're going to commit a little bit more to the double big lineup and being significantly longer than everybody else that they play at more positions. And, you know, if you got Steven Adams and you're going to go with this double big lineup and you got a guy like Steven Adams, clearly you got to have somebody to plug in that's going to allow you to load manage him throughout a season, given how old he is and how big he is. And you want him to be fresh for the playoffs. And if you're serious about going double bigs and staying double bigs and you go get another big, which I would imagine Clint Capela fits in there to some degree. So maybe that was a bigger move, Ron, than we gave it credit when it first happened.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not, that didn't sound like you're buying it.
Well, I just don't love the idea of Kevin Durant playing twos. Or Jabari Smith playing twos. One of those guys would play twos against twos or ones, right? Like,
hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, Anthony Edwards or something like that. Now, I think Thompson would probably take the best perimeter player.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there are a lot of NBA teams who have really good athletic ones and twos on their team. And, yes, there's a height situation. But, you know, Kevin Durant, people have talked about there's concern about his – you know, him defending. Well, I think that goes up another notch if he's guarding twos.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that's my thing. It'll be a fun watch. It'll be interesting to see how they handle things. But I get the feel we're going to see Reed Sheppard probably pretty soon out there. And, you know, you start to now say, all right, man, we're going to put, you know, pick and rolls. We're going to put Şengün and Steven Adams, those guys, and pick and roll to make them have to move. I don't know that I love that defensively, so we'll see how long it is. But it should be a fun matchup tonight against the defending champs. And a lot of people believe these are the two best teams in the West. Some throw Denver in there as well, but a lot of people look at these as the two best teams in the West. And we get our first chance to see Kevin Durant in a regular season game. Also, Lakers, Warriors, the nightcap, and this will be the first time in 23 years on opening night, there is no LeBron James. He has that right side injury that's going to keep him out to mid-November. We'll get to see the new sleek Luka Doncic, but without LeBron tonight, going up against Steph and the Warriors tonight. So it's a good opening, and I just think it is crazy where the Rockets have gotten from the Steven Silas years to where they are on opening night, along with the defending champs, Steph Curry, and LeBron and Luka. That is crazy where the Rockets have got.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun season, man. It looks like with the Astros bowing out of the playoffs and are not even getting there, and then the Texans looking like a 2-4 start, looking like they're staring a top 10 pick in the face. Boy, hang our hat on them old Rockets in a hurry now.
Stop saying that, man. You've really been pushing that top 10 pick thing here.
Would you bet on it right now, top 10 or inside the top 10 or outside the top 10 right now?
5 o'clock fire.
Oh, out of time on that topic. All right, Nico Collins. He suffered what appeared to be a concussion and left the game And then went back to the locker room and never appeared back in that game. And here is D'Amico Ryans, who spoke to the media earlier, giving an update, the latest update on Nico Collins and that concussion situation.
I will see how the week goes, Jonathan. We'll see, you know, what we need to do. Of course, Nico is one of our best players. So, you know, with that being questionable throughout the week, yeah, it's concerning. You want all your best players to be out there each and every given week, but it's never always how you want it, right? Some things you can't control, and you just have to roll with it and do the best that you possibly can.
Right, obviously, when you're talking about head injuries and concussions, that's obviously the big factor, making sure he is good to go and not coming back early. And the league has been pretty serious about things like that, not coming back early. But, Clint, we've watched this offense struggle in all the games except for the ones that has the Ravens in it. Even the Titans, they only had 6 through 3 quarters. We've watched them struggle. This is clearly their weapon, their number one weapon. We watched it after, you know, he went out, and it just looked like I'm sitting there thinking, who the hell are they going to go to? Christian Kirk has the hamstring thing, so we'll see what happens for him next week. This is a scary proposition. And what, again, would have to feel like another must-win game against a team like the 49ers, short week, if they have to go to this game without Nico Collins.
Yeah, and look, this is what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio signed up for without, you know, signing more proven weapons on this offense. You are Nico Collins injury away from being in real trouble, and the guy you signed is an injury-prone Christian Kirk, who once again, you know, he's been out with his hamstring. And to be honest with you, I don't even know with a good hamstring if Father Time hadn't jumped on his back. So, you know, this is what they signed up for. It's unfortunate that you're just in this situation because one of two things has to happen, right? You either got to have the dudes that can create separation, that can go make plays, that can impact the game, or you got to have the scheme, the plan, the play caller that can create opportunities that's gonna allow a quarterback to execute and to impact the game. Right now, we have neither. Right? To be honest with you, we had neither when Nico was healthy. Let's be honest. Even with Nico, it seemed like that
he was easily taken away.
Yeah, he was easily taken away, no doubt. And so, right now, we have neither, and it's gotten worse on the talent front. So, I'm concerned with Nico in the game. And the fact that this is a concussion, short week, grabbed his head multiple times with both hands, I got to believe that there's a really good chance that they're going to err on the side of caution with Nico Collins, and they're going to have to play at least one game without him.
Man. Yeah, I'm looking at that. I'm like, what are they going to do? I mean, this is just going to have to be by committee. I'll be honest with you, Clint. I am a bit surprised that at least those two young receivers who played, you know, several years at Iowa State, played a lot. I'm a bit surprised that they're not further along. That they're not more trusted or have more of a space in this offense. Noel showed a little something late in the game, but especially with this receiving core, I thought Higgins and Noel would be much more of an impact than they have been through these first six games. Now, this may force them, but I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great, and I don't know how Texans fans or the Texans can feel great about, all right, we're going to roll into this thing, and Hutch, Higgins, Noel, you know, Berrios, and that they're going to be ready to roll with this.
Well, they are in a very interesting system. You know, it seems like there's more of an emphasis put on, cut splits and blocking safeties and inserting yourself in the box, and can you do that? And if you can do that, you can play every down than it is on can you go make plays. It seems like there's more emphasis put on receivers blocking in the run game and helping generate the run game than it is in using them as a weapon and getting those guys going in the offense as a weapon. And, you know, it's so with that said, you got a couple of rookies that are obviously, you know, inexperienced. And, you know, they're being asked to do a lot. It's not just, hey, man, go line up at wide receiver and run the route tree, and if the quarterback signals out there, do what the hell you're told. It's all this other cut, split, block, safeties, insert into the formation, and all this other crap that that I think makes it difficult for young guys to play and play high volume, number of snaps. And yeah. So the one good to take from yesterday on the offensive side of the football, I do believe, I agree with you, is it appears that Jalen Noel has a real chance to be a impact player with this offense. Now, can Nick Caley get him the ball? Can Nick Caley, protect CJ long enough to get him the football? We'll see.
Yeah, no fear from the 49ers if Nico Collins is not out.
Oh, no.
No fear.
Wasn't much fear before that.
5 o'clock fire.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger. 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh.
There it was. That was the homer that gave them a lead. They were down 3-1 after the big dumper hit a solo shot. Julio Rodriguez hit a solo shot. And the Mariners looked like they were going to the World Series for the first time ever. I'm concerned by some of those fans.
Turds.
They were. I saw fans in the stands crying during the wild card round, like crying with big hits.
Good.
I'm like, good God, guys, it's the wild card round. Like, we haven't even got to the. What are they going to do if they get to the World Series? Well, they don't have to. Figure that out, because they're not making it. George Springer, you can do whatever you want to do with that hair when you do things like he did last night. It's time to come on home, George. He knows it.
It is.
And he's just LeBron-ing it. But your feelings with George going deep like that.
Man, I loved every second of it. I've watched the replay of that Springer dinger more than once. Never imagined I'd be pulling for Canada and these Blue Jays outside of Springer, but once Seattle and their crap-ass fans decided to boo Springer when he got drilled in the knee a couple of games ago, that was all I needed. So, love it. Love the tears rolling out of Seattle. Be better next season, you bunch of turds.
Glad it was Springer, boys. Glad it was Springer. Happy for Springer. I'm a Springer fan, but I'll be honest with you. I wanted the Mariners to win it. I wanted the Mariners to go to the World Series.
Even after that?
After all of it,
when they were cheering and hooping and hollering when George got drilled the knee the other night,
I don't like it. It's a bad look, if I can't go to the World Series, I want somebody that I got to play every week to go to the World Series. I want to have the joy of knocking them off next year inside the division. Not to mention, I want the team from America to go to the World Series, not the Canadian team. I got plenty of reason to root for Seattle here.
Atmosphere was live in Seattle. It did appear. Did they have a bad night last night? You think they gave a damn about the Seahawks after that?
Did you see the moment in the Monday Night Football game, our game, the Texans game, where the fans were starting to find out? Oh, that was awesome. They were so upset.
Tyler's a crusher. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock hour.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good.
because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.